Hello.
Hey John, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing okay, working hard, working hard. So I just wanted to give you an update. I just spoke to your mom real quick. So I got your information to the underwriters. We're a little slammed up, so I don't have an answer for you today, but I will have an answer for you tomorrow. The question I have is this: you sent me the 2014 tax return. Are you guys on extension for the personal extension for the returns or no? Did you not file for
The
15?
15 is on extensions right now.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I spoke to your mom. I'm gonna work on these approvals. I'm gonna try to keep everything pretty simple and not ask you for additional documents. And tomorrow we can go over some options. But one thing I'd like to do is this: I've also submitted your file for the capital loan. I've got a guaranteed pre. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, a lot of my customers, it really depends on each customer. We're not here to force your hand and say, "Hey, you need to give us all this information." We kind of want to make it whatever's most comfortable for you, but I expect your working capital approval to be at least another 150,000 of cash. So unless something's kind of horribly wrong, I should be able to offer you at least a minimum of 225.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, because yeah, because the working capital loans, a lot of my customers, right now what they'll do is equipment loans are there's always a limit, but because that's where the equipment is going to like the new location and that's that new name. But the working capital loans, those are cash flow based loans, and so you can use that cash however you see it fit. So I have customers that they'll max out on equipment loans, and then they'll just borrow some cash flow based loans to cover the remainder. So what I would like you to do is this: I want to give you kind of some homework. Do you have a pen?
No, I don't, not right
Can you
now.
grab one?
No, I can't right now. I'm
All
sorry.
right, no worries. Hopefully you have a good memory. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to work with your vendor and get an invoice together for at least the first $75,000 of equipment. So we want to get those documents ready so we can at least start on that process to get the ball rolling. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to have them put together an invoice for about $75,000 or less, plus sales tax. So up to $75,000 of equipment plus sales tax. I will make documents on the first portion tomorrow to work on that, and then we can at least start getting these orders taken down so you guys can order your equipment.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.